Speaking of leather. That's right. Big Fatty is coming to Chicago's this weekend. And I'm so excited because we were at Bucks, the location of Big Fatty's listener meet and greet party. And I told them that Big Fatty was coming and that we wanted to do something special. And to that end, they basically, this place is, it's just like, you know, no, it's not really any kind of like a fancy place, but it's just like a laid back place. And it's called Bucks, as in those, you know, deer heads that they hang up on the wall. So they have like a whole bunch of them. And I said, y'all, Big Fatty is coming to Chicago for IML. We need to, and he's going to have a listener meet and greet party here. And really what needs to happen is we need to make sure that when he gets here, he feels welcome. So what we did over there was we put leather on all of the bucks. So each of like the little deer head bucks, one of them has like a little daddy hat. One of them has like a little leather vest on. One of them has like this, I don't know, leather mask thing on. And let me tell you, Big Fatty, you're going to love it. And I'm just hoping that the weather is going to be a little bit warmer than it is this weekend, because it's sunny and nice, but it's like in the 50s. So it was a little chilly.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You like that?
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 478 of the BFO 44, right? The 22th of
September
2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and Saturday is the first day of fall. Terminal Equinoxes, hey, hi everyone, I hope you're all right, it's going well. Big Fatty, this is lovely music. I didn't expect this from you on the first weekend of fall. You were probably expecting something like this.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
We're sending help immediately, Mrs. Fletcher.
Oh, sure thing, lady. You can't be too careful, can you?
Big Fatty, was that the old gal? It was the old gal. That was her debut on that murder she wrote. Y'all, it was the crime capital of the world, Cabot Cove. Y'all don't ever move there. Even though that's where the nip wants to move because he doesn't like the heat. But y'all, he also doesn't like the cold. So, anyway. But y'all, Saturday will be the autumnal equinox in the northern hemisphere. And y'all, I know there are some that do not like the fall. Especially those with mobility problems. Yes, Big Fatty. Like Mrs. Laurelin. She doesn't like the fall because of the Hot Cocoa Girls or something, I don't know. But y'all, it's about to hopefully get cooler. And Big Fatty, I'm here for it. Well, you're going to be here for lots of things. Big Fatty, whatever you say.
Where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
I guess y'all, this weekend we have not one, but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one. Y'all, it's today. It's today, y'all. Just one of the nicest people. I've never met her. But y'all, I feel like we've been good friends for years. Oh yes, Big Patty. And y'all, she's up there in the Delaware. Y'all, she used to sit out in the parking lot of the Libertarium so she could be on the Mr. Tim Kumol show. Big Fatty, that's dedication or just batshit crazy. Well, it could be either one. But y'all, she is, as Big Fatty has named her, she is the Ed McMahon of the Mr. Tim Kumol show. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Francie 57. Big Fatty, we love Francie 57. Yes, we do. And y'all, then on Saturday, the first day of fall, I don't know if you'd heard that or not. This is a person that came to that first meet and greet up there in the Chicago's that you heard. Y'all, did you recognize that voice? I'll tell you who it was at the end. But he came to that first meet and greet. Y'all, I went to his house, his humble abode. And hadn't heard from him for years and years and years. And then all of a sudden, one day he pops and says, Big Fatty, I'm still listening. Big Fatty, what the hell's wrong with him? I don't know. But y'all, I am talking about the one and only Denny. Big Fatty, we love Denny in the Chicago's. We do indeed. So y'all, if you see Francie or Denny on the Twix or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth or the Spools, Big Fatty, you hear Archer's just quitting all that shit, except for the Twix. Yes, Big Fatty, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday,
days of summer and the beginning of fall. It just doesn't get any better. Well, it does get better, because, you know, the more we get into fall, the darker, the earlier it gets dark, and the cooler it gets. Yes, we can. Y'all, I can't wait. Can't wait till I can leave the windows open in the chamber. But y'all, it's we're not there yet. Anyway, I'm staying all locked up. But y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I was listening to that Archer show, and he was talking about the Apple Snack updates and how he didn't like some of the things on the updates. And y'all, there are some things that you have to get used to. Big Fatty, I didn't get a nap. Big Fatty did update the iPhone and the Apple clock, and it doesn't bother me. the changes that they've made, you know, it just, I will say this, I think the Apple, well, all of it seems to work, makes the Apple phone, the Apple clock and the
be a little faster. And I like the changes that showed up in the little show app on there. And anyway, y'all, change is good. Change is good. But y'all, what I forgot to tell you, when I went to the Von's East on Hump Day, y'all, I had scheduled my flu shot and my RSV. Yes, Big Fatty, the RSV, I don't know what it is, probably a rough and scaly vagina. No, it's not a... anyway, my RSV shot, yeah, I don't know what it's for, but the old people need to get it. And I got the old people flu shot. And y'all, they gave me one in my right arm. They put the flu shot in the right arm and the RSV in the left arm. Y'all, they're both a little sore. The RSV's a little more sore, but y'all, it's no big deal. And y'all, I was going to get the new COVID shot, but y'all, they didn't have any juice, so I couldn't get it. And so I'll have to go back and get my shot of COVID juice later. But y'all, I forgot to tell you that, but y'all, put that on your to-do list. Get your flu shot and your RSV. Oh, yes, because respondez, si vous. And anyway, get all that. Be ready. Where are you going with all that? I don't know. But but y'all, I had a lovely evening here, and y'all, my dear neighbor who comes over and cuts my grass from time to time, y'all, he wrecked his truck, and he's okay, but he wrecked his truck, so he's got to get that fixed. I told him I'd give him a ride in Ruby Red. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, since Ruby Red is running like clockwork, it's true. But he hadn't taken me up on it yet. But y'all, I watched the TV machine, watched the Jeopardy, and the what else did I watch? I watched the CBS Evening News with Miss Nora O'Donnell. You're not gonna play it, Big Fatty? Well, she wasn't there. And then I watched the Big Brother. Y'all, it was a good episode. You know, I like to peek in at what's going on, but y'all, there was a lot of stuff that was going on that I hadn't read about. Y'all, I love the competition that they had, where they got the feet sweat. they had the feet sweat competition, and y'all, remember, always take care of your teefies and your feet. But y'all, I headed to bed a little bit after 9 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, slept like a baby. And I don't know, I woke up about a little after 5, but I got up and TT'd and I did go back to sleep, and y'all, then I got up, read the paper, had my brufkas, did my puzzles. Y'all, I couldn't get the Sudoku on Thursday. I hadn't given up, but I couldn't get it at the first attempt. And y'all, we got pictures. We got pictures from my niece's wedding. Absolutely magnificent. Absolutely breathtaking. And, y'all, it's just, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And it looked like they had such a good time. And y'all, it's, I tell you what, I don't care what it cost. I guarantee it was worth every penny of it, to them to have those beautiful pictures. And y'all, then they were having the ceremony, and they were standing out on a little ledge out by a lake, and the minister is there, or the justice of the peace, or whatever. And y'all, then the family, the two sets of parents and the two siblings, they were kind of off to the side,
And y'all, I responded, all these pictures, joy in paradise, but who are those gypsies standing over to the side, Big Fatty? And anyway, you know, Big Fatty's always got to bring a kerfuffle in there.
Yes, Big Fatty, since Jimmy Bear doesn't give us any anymore, well, you know.
Anyway, y'all, I went out, did my morning nipple walk. Y'all didn't even stop in the middle. Just got it, knocked it out, did the big circle, did Fat Acres, came back. And y'all, I have been working all afternoon. Well, I did eat a little something. And then I was working all afternoon on, oh, that was the other thing. On Wednesday night, y'all, I sent out an e-letter to all the beneficiaries of Olive's estate. He had an IRA and some investments, but they were listed as the pay-on-death beneficiary, so that doesn't go into the estate, but I was helping them out by sending them the paperwork and all so that they could get that started. And so I worked on that on hump day night also, and or afternoon, or I don't know when the hell I did it, but anyway, then Thursday, all afternoon, y'all, I've been trying to find a place to sell Olive's silverware, silver, and y'all, the place that I bought some replacements, it's up there near that Moose Pea and probably that Stacy in Hillsboro. Y'all, the Replacements Limited, y'all, they sent me, I sent in what the pattern was and all, and they sent me a price list, and y'all, what they're going to pay me for it, assuming that they accept it all, is about $1,600, which is nothing. But y'all, nobody wants this stuff anymore, and so, you know, $1,600 is better than nothing. Yes, Big Fatty. And so I've just been doing that, and I am just sitting here now recording the little show. Y'all got Friday at Fatty's later today. Young Nicholas sent me a message saying he was not going to be able to join us this week, so it'll just be the Nip and Granny and Durwood and myself, and y'all, it'll be just fine. We will have a good supper and a nice dessert, and yes, Big Fatty, and you'll have them shuffled out the door by 8 o'clock. Well, you know, when it's getting dark earlier, that makes it easier. But y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, I saw on the TV machine that the new season of The Price is Right from their new studios is debuting on Monday. Y'all, they've brought the big audience back. It's not those little pods of people. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, did you recognize that voice, y'all? That was Omar from The Other O, and y'all, that was many, many moons ago. Yes, Big Fatty, and Omar, just out of curiosity, it's been a long time since we've heard from you, but whenever you hear of Big Fatty, what do you think about?
You like that?
Oh, Big Fatty, when I think of Omar, I think of Paka! Paka!
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.